If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Sarah Tiemann, how are you?
Hey, John, how are you?
Sounds good. Where are you, Sarah?
I am outside. I technically live in Caversham, which is a village just outside Reading. So Reading, England, which is 40 miles southwest of London. So if I walk to the station in under about 20 minutes, I can get a fast train to London and be in the center of London in 35 minutes.
Nice, nice. So
yeah,
you made it. Whew.
I did. Yeah, it'll be 3 weeks tomorrow.
Sarah, a longtime friend and employee and voice on WGN Radio, left us because her husband and she always, I think, wanted to get to England if they could. That's where he's from. And you sort of took the leap. He's got work there. And
yeah.
What are you doing now? Are you kind of pounding the bricks?
Well, so my official title when we went to get me added to his bank account so we could have a joint bank account. I said homemaker, but that is not a title I hope to have for long, but I am living up to that title and working to basically set up all our home here. So I kind of go on, I call it reconnaissance missions into town to pick up like small little shop items that we forgot maybe when we did our proper grocery shop.
Oh, yeah.
And then just kind of figure out how to adult here in England. Since, you know, things are different. Like today I went and walked into Reading to a shop called The Range to buy the UK's number one lime scale remover for our shower door. So it's things like that because, you know, I've adulted my whole life basically in the States. I lived here as a student, but when you live here as a student, it's very different living here as, you know, somebody who, you know, needs to, you know, have real expenses and real like life to live. Mm-hmm, so you kind mm-hmm. of, you know, it's a wanderlust as a student. So it's been fun and, you know, I'm enjoying it. We had our first guest to stay last night, actually. Lucy, John's sister, had a course at Reading University. So it was a 2-day course. So she stayed the night. So our guest room is all set up. It's super cozy and cute. And ready and waiting for visitors on this side and that side of the pond if you want to make the trek over to come say hi.
Careful what you ask for. Now, we could do this all day. Let's not, because I also want to talk to you about what we normally do, and that is our WGN Radio Book Club. Go to WGNradio.com/books and read about what we are reading if you're looking for some good reading. All right, I want you to go first, and I want you to start with a book, Great Big Beautiful Life. Tell us about that one.
Yeah. So Emily Henry, she's kind of, I wrote that she's kind of the queen of the romance novel. It's about two writers who are basically auditioning, so to speak, for the chance to write the memoirs of this reclusive heiress celebrity. The one is sort of an entertainment writer, and this would be like the chance of a lifetime for her, the biggest break. She thinks, she doesn't realize it's an audition, that there's another, you know, dark, mysterious gentleman also auditioning for the role, who has penned a Pulitzer Prize, no less, winning autobiography of somebody. So, or biography, I should say, of somebody. So the two are kind of battling for this, but they kind of come to realize that maybe the heiress isn't giving them both the full story, but they can't really talk about what they're learning together because of a very strict non-disclosure agreement they had to sign. And there's some twists and turns that come to be revealed. But I don't usually delve into this genre all the time, but and I still love my favorite Emily Henry is her 2022 Book Lovers. That's my favorite. I gave Lisa that recommendation to read in Mexico. I think she might have taken that book with her. But I would give the edge to Book Lovers. But if you like, you know, fun, lighthearted romance, you know, you can't go wrong with Emily Henry usually.
Great Big Beautiful Life. That's a book that came out this year. Okay, Bob Kessler, what's a book you've read and enjoyed in the last month or so?
The last month, well, we've mentioned the Unforgiving Places book, and I know you read at least part of that, right?
Yeah.
So that one, highly, highly recommended, Unexpected Origins of American Gun Violence by Jens Ludwig from University of Chicago. And actually, first of all, it addresses the problem of gun violence in Chicago and root causes in a really, I think, novel way. But it also, the way he looks at human behavior, it could help people, I think, in your everyday life. He gives the example of if you're in, well, where Sarah is, if you're in England, Americans will commonly look the wrong way when crossing the street. Right? That's a system, that is what he calls like a system one form of living. So you just, it's automatic. You're trained to look a certain direction when you're crossing the street so the cars or buses don't hit you. But really, you need to train yourself to be in a new environment. So all the time, it's common for us to react from that system one place, the knee jerk, the thing that we first do. Sometimes your first response, it's not always the right one. And that is the main factor in gun violence. But I think that can also have an effect in our day-to-day lives, too. So it's worth reading on a lot of levels. And it's actually very well written.
Yeah. And as you and I spoke about the other day, it's a very personal book about Chicago, streets, names, places, incidents.
Yeah.
But then he writ large talks about the overall problem of guns in America. And fortunately, he has achievable, hopeful ways that we could go forward. As I've said numerous times, I wish that Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker and Donald Trump and everybody else would read this book. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it, and you'll be, if nothing else, better informed when somebody says, well, the problem with guns is, or the problem with guns isn't, and at least you've got this in your back, you know, in your store.
Yeah, it's a whole hemisphere of that issue I hadn't explored.
Indeed. So there's two. We'll go quickly now. More books to come on WGN. By the way, that book is called Unforgiving Places by Jens Ludwig. Our book club on WGNradio.com, or, well, at WGNradio.com here on WGN Radio, is with Sarah Tiemann. She worked with us for many years. Now she lives with her husband in England, but she's still reading books, and she's on the line, WGNradio.com/books. One of the books that I wrote about was The British Are Coming. This book came out in 2019, the next version of this, that is the second installment in the trilogy by Rick Atkinson, is out now, Mr. And that is, I forget the name of the second book that he wrote. But I've gone back now to the first book as well. The Fate of the Day. The Fate of the Day is the one I last read, but that was the second book in the trilogy. So now I've gone back to the first one, The British Are Coming. And it's about the Revolutionary War, and it's another 700-pager with a 30-page prologue. I mean, this is a detailed book, but it's not tedious. It is, as I said in our review online, painting a less noble picture of George Washington and a less caricatured picture of the king, and an intimate look at the life of a soldier in 1800, 1776, that kind of time. So it's a real recommendation for me. The British Are Coming, Rick Atkinson. Steve, we haven't heard from you. What's one you want to throw out there?
Yeah, I would say if you want to get away from the problems of the world and lose yourself in something really delightful, I highly recommend Raising Hare, H-A-R-E. It's by a British woman. And it goes back to the pandemic when she had to put her globetrotting career as a foreign policy specialist on hold, and she moved back to the English countryside near where her mother lives. And while she was out on a hike, she came across a baby hare, which is called a leveret. And I now know 100% more about hares than I did before. I thought they were basically rabbits. They are not. But thinking that it had been either abandoned by its mother or just left temporarily, she left it where it was. She didn't want to bother it. Came back hours later, it was still there. So she picked it up, and barely a handful, took it home. Her goal was never to raise it as a pet. And this is about a 300-page book, and just a brilliant and tender story about this surprising relationship with this Leverett, which she bottle-fed to keep it alive. And then she watched with just a bunch of joy and pride and trepidation as it bounded out the door and into the wild. And there are some surprises. And if you enjoyed Sipsworth, which I know Sarah did, you'll love this book.
It's Is that the same author?
No. Not the same book either, but has some similar feels.
It sounds like a true story. This is fiction?
Oh, it is. It's a memoir of this woman named Chloe Dalton. In fact, I posted on the on our website, you'll see a link to a video, a speech that she did, which also includes pictures of this little Leverett and her home in England and all that. So it's just a great book. And like I said, a real palate cleanser for what's been going on.
Yeah, no kidding. Raising Hair. You've read that, Sarah?
So, Steve, it's so funny that you brought up that book, because when I, you know, came here, I went to Waterstones in the library, because obviously different titles trend, you know, on both sides of the pond. And Raising Hair had a whole, like, beautiful display at Waterstones, because it's an award-winning book here. And John and I both looked at it, and we were like, oh, maybe we should read that. And we're like, ooh, animals, I don't know. So because I always get worried about animals, but based on your description of it, I think I'm going to take a chance on it and take the risk, and probably know I'll cry and it'll be okay. But
oh, sure you will, but you won't be sorry.
It's really on display here. So it's kind of cool how this always comes full circle to me.
We have several more books on our website, wgnradio.com/books, but just a minute or so left here. So, Bob, give me a title and a sentence of a book that you want us to know about.
Emperor of Gladness by Ocean Vuong. It is sad, an uplifting and touching story of a struggling young man.
How about you, Steve? One more that you want to make sure we know about?
Yeah, The Nine, the true story of a band of women who survived the worst of Nazi Germany. It's by Gwen Strauss, and these are nine French women, well, mostly French women, in their 20s who were resistance fighters, and they were captured. And it really gets really bad after that, but it gets better, too.
One more from you, Sarah.
I'm going to go with The Let Them Theory, 2024, by Mel Robbins. It's in the self-help genre, but what I really like about it is this, I think there's this issue of, you know, being afraid to put yourself out there, or like just being afraid of people in general sometimes. So it's this concept of saying, well, let them do that, and then taking an extra step and saying, and let me do this. So I've realized I've subconsciously been applying it in my own life for quite some time now, but I think I'm applying it to life here, and I put that out there, and I've already met, you know, two neighbors, because I saw people outside, and I'm like, let me take the risk and, you know, introduce myself. So there was a section in it I skipped because it wasn't for me, about like looking for, you know, a partner or whatnot, but worth a checkout.
The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins, a self-help book. Well, we were all over the map then. I'm glad to see that. And let's do it again next month. Sarah, stay well, and we'll even take more time to hear about the travels in England next time we visit.
Sounds good. Cheers to you all. Miss you.
Our best to your husband, John.
Bye, Sarah.